This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The death toll is expected to continue climbing after a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck southwestern Haiti Saturday. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Patient Info Project capturing the scene as a woman and child trapped in the rubble in Cape Haitien, saved by people digging them out. The earthquake also did significant damage to the coastal town of Lekai, where it leveled a popular hotel hosting a celebration where officials say many are feared trapped or dead. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says it was a magnitude 7.2 earthquake.
Our pager is estimating that we have significant fatalities and significant economic damage.
Caruso says Haiti could get some strong aftershocks. There's also a tropical storm expected to make landfall early in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden authorized on Saturday an additional 1,000 troops for deployment to Afghanistan, raising to roughly 5,000 the number of U.S. troops to ensure what Biden called an orderly and safe drawdown of American and allied personnel. In a statement Saturday, Biden did not explain the breakdown of the 5,000 troops he said had been deployed, but a defense official said the president had approved Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation that the lead battalion of the 82nd Airborne Brigade Combat Team assist in the State Department's drawdown. The decision came as the Taliban captured the strategic northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif and closed in on Kabul by taking the Logar province just to the south. The city fell after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani pledged in a televised address not to give up the achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the 9/11 attacks. This is VOA News. The Australian state of New South Wales entered a snap lockdown Saturday after the state's worst day of the coronavirus pandemic, with 466 new cases and 4 deaths. The state's premier, Gladys Berejiklian, said the figure represented the most concerning day of the pandemic in New South Wales so far.
Unfortunately, we had 4 deaths overnight, and we extend our deepest condolences to each and every one of the family and loved ones. And I know that we will get through these difficult times. We always do. And I never, ever, ever give up hope that our citizens will enjoy those freedoms we did before the outbreak as soon as we can.
She said about 50% of New South Wales had received its first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Thousands of people took to the streets of Paris and around France to protest against a COVID-19 health pass that is now needed to enter French restaurants, bars, sports arenas, and public transport. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
They gathered in their thousands, chanting against a barrage of riot police, 1,600 of which were deployed for 3 separate marches in Paris alone. Liberty was the slogan, with protesters saying the health pass limits their freedom and is a disguised way to make COVID-19 vaccinations obligatory. One protester named Claire believes people power will prevail.
Well, I think the government will change. More and more people are coming, so eventually the government will have to change their decisions.
The pass shows whether people are fully vaccinated or have had a recent negative test or proof of a recent COVID-19 recovery. The marches came as France is facing soaring numbers of new infections, driven by the more transmissible Delta variant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran on Saturday announced new curbs to combat the spread of COVID-19 as deaths and infections surge and the country tries to speed up its vaccination campaign. Iran's National Coronavirus Task Force announced Saturday that government offices, banks, and non-essential businesses must close their doors countrywide from Monday until the end of next Saturday. A ban on car travel between provinces will be in force from noon on Sunday until August 27th, according to a government spokesman. Hit by the Middle East's deadliest outbreak, Iran has officially recorded more than 97,000 deaths and more than 4.38 million infections. One woman was dead and 2 people were missing Saturday after torrential rains touched off a landslide and engulfed at least 2 houses in western Japan, with rivers overflowing their banks as rain continued to pound the area. The Japan Meteorological Agency warned that the front is likely to remain over the nation for about a week. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.